The miracle of the egg. Lecture 10. An obsequious egg. Now, how about that? Have you ever seen an obsequious egg? The egg plays low key because it is vulnerable. The egg is like a pregnant woman in all respects. While vulnerable, it is fully self-confident. By fawning, it suffers the least bruises. Okay, what's an obsequious egg? An obsequious egg is an egg that is placing itself out of harm's way. It's an egg that makes itself available to all the comforts that it can possibly have. It's an egg that makes itself in the most warm, pleasant place that it can be. Where does the egg come from? It comes from within the body. Whether it's a fish, or a mammal, or a man. It's always in a very warm place. Now, we've talked about the penguin previously. And the penguin lays its egg. You would think that it would keep the egg within the penguin because it'd be a lot warmer in there. That wasn't a very smart move for God to make. Or, the penguin is maintained by Daddy. He holds the egg on his feet and puts his belly over the top of it to keep it warm. And he's standing on the ice, sub-zero ice, and his little tiny feet are not very thick. That poor little baby penguin doesn't have too much of a supportive case coming up, does it? But where does the father place it? Under his belly. And he keeps it pretty well covered. And as he does that, he nurtures the egg and raises the egg and causes it to come up, you know, to hatch. And as he causes the egg to be ready to hatch, he keeps it in its most protective place. I'm sure he keeps turning the egg too underneath his belly. But can you imagine that? Just imagine that. The egg is upside down and right side up and sideways and upside down. Don't you think it'd get a little vertical? Be a little bit of space disorientation? And the answer, of course, is no. But what are we talking about when we're saying that the egg is obsequious, it is fawning?
Worüber sprechen wir, wenn wir sagen, das Ei ist unterwürfig, dass es kriecht?
Because it's very vulnerable.
Denn es ist sehr verletzlich.
Now just think about the egg being vulnerable and think about how it is in its natural state.
Denkt über das Ei als etwas sehr verletzlich und denkt, wie es in seinem natürlichen Zustand ist.
While the egg is forming,
während sich das Ei formt,
how long does it take the egg to form?
Wie lang, dauert es?
Gregor? How long does it take the egg to form in a chicken? If a chicken lays eggs every day, how long does it take it? Yeah, one day. It's nice when you get the answer. So, it takes one day or less for the egg to form, right? Go, please. And is that the end of it or the beginning of it? How many eggs does a chicken lay? Do you know, Greg? I'm sorry?
One egg per day is...
No. A chicken can lay 6 or 8 eggs a day. They have all these little eggs hanging in there. And have you ever seen a chicken sitting on a clutch? You know what a clutch is? A clutch of eggs? A group of eggs. And it's all warm and fresh from the one day. And Ingeborg, you're saying what?
I say this is, I consider, as far as by experience, at maximum they can give one egg after the other, one day one, tomorrow another, and then they can have to prepare the others for the third day.
So you are of the impression that the chicken lays one egg a day. Well, go ahead.
Come out one after the other, not all in one time.
Oh, it's true, they come out one after the other.
Per day.
Well, I think that let's just ask this question. Sapphire, have you ever picked up eggs from the clutch? And when you picked, just keep talking. And when you picked up the eggs, were you a young lady or were you a mature person? Did your mother say, go and get the eggs from the chicken nest?
Yes, I'll get the eggs.
And did she? Were there ever more than one or two and three and four eggs in a nest, in one nest?
Yes.
And you went out every day to pick up the eggs?
Yes.
And you took all the eggs out of the nest each time you picked them up?
Some didn't have eggs.
And some didn't have them.
Yeah.
But sometimes...
Some were very prolific.
And yes, some were prolific. That's the point. But yes... I was going to say, maybe more hens use the nest than one, which is a possibility. Now, Gertrude, what do you think about that? Do you think that a multiple group of hens use one nest? Well, why is it that mother always said that this is Nancy's nest, and this is Henrietta's nest, and this is Georgina's nest, and each had their own nest? And you're still saying that others went to put eggs in their nest.
It depends on how many hens you have. If you have only three, you can bring them, and each one has his own. But if you have 10 at least, you have not 10 nests there.
Yeah, I agree on that. But I'm sure this is a major question we have. I am making your minds think of things.
yes, I have some experience in this chicken, with raising chickens.
Some denken.
Right, you come from a chicken raising family, huh?
Who comes from no, it
was not a cotton picking family, but a chicken raising family. But why do we argue for something of that nature and try to prove it to be so true when it really is of little consequence to us? When is the last time you picked eggs from a nest, Ingeborg?
When I was 12 or 13 years old.
When you're 12 or 13 years old and you're 25 now, that's a long time ago, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. And obviously Greg is not a great chicken picker. But Sapphire is. You picked up a lot of eggs.
Here in Campo.
In Campo?
Here in Campo.
Oh.
A friend has a chicken, a couple of hens.
Oh, great. Oh, this is very interesting. Now, we're saying that the egg, that the egg plays a very important role here. Now, our topic here is the miracle of the egg. And when we consider how the egg is formed, and I will throw this at you to make it even more difficult. I say the miracle of the egg. I didn't say the miracle of the chicken egg. All right, Rosalie? How many eggs does a salmon lay, if a salmon lays eggs at all? A fish. Yeah. You. A fish.
No,
yeah, God's feel of it, but like hundreds and thousands, maybe millions, you know, right? A lot. Yeah, richtig? Okay. If a fish can lay so many eggs and have them all be ready to be fertilized, why can't a chicken lay a number of eggs in one day? You see, we argue for false points. Yes.
The egg is
go
fertilized still as long as it is in the body of the hen.
And how many fertilized eggs have you seen in your lifetime?
Well, I didn't count.
No, they are in the minority.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the hen and the rooster is not around while the hen is laying the eggs.
But the rooster does his work
before the hen lays.
I think you're charming. Now, you know, the fascinating thing that we're revealing here is that we fight for the things that we have a little bit of knowledge about. And I think it's very charming. Because it indicates to us sometimes just what we have a little bit of knowledge about. And the people who can tell you the best ways to raise children are the people who don't have children. True? Isn't Stefan a master at telling you how to raise children? Yeah. And isn't he a master at going to teach children how to be good children in school? Yeah, Sankara?
Not all people.
Not all what?
Not all people who don't have kids know how to
Oh, I'm not saying anybody who has does not have children knows how to raise them. I'm just saying some people think they know how to raise them, even if they don't have them. Now, how do we raise children? Our topic here is, the egg is like a pregnant woman in all respects. How do we raise children? What does a pregnant woman do about her pregnancy?
Was tut eine schwangere Frau mit ihrem schwangeren Kind?
Oh, I can't dance with this baby being born in me. I can't do this, I can't do that. I can't smoke, I can't drink, I can't do half the things I like to do.
Ich kann nicht tanzen, ich kann so vieles nicht tun.
Is that information transmitted to the fetus?
Geht diese Information weiter an den, an den Fötus?
And what does the fetus do?
Und was tut der Fötus?
It responds.
Antwortet.
It feels inhibited.
Fühlt sich eingeschränkt.
What does daddy do when he comes home from a hard day's work and mama is pregnant?
Was tut Papa, wenn er von einem harten Arbeitstag heimkommt?
He puts his ear to her tummy to listen to the baby, right?
Er legt sein Ohr an den Bauch der Mutter, das Kind zu hören.
Now, that's not what you had in your mind, but that's what he does.
Das ist nicht, was gedacht hat, aber das ist, was tut.
Okay.
Nice man.
What?
A nice man. A nice man.
Yeah, a net man. Very good. But you see, when we are creating our world, when we are becoming aware of who we are, we step beyond the human, the functionalism. In other words, how to have a baby and how to have eggs. Now, we just started to touch upon it. What does the mama do, mama, what does the mother-to-be do relative to the baby that she has? What makes the difference between 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 9 months, and 1 year? Is the same consciousness still there? Is the same ability to comprehend still there? So when an infant is, or a fetus is in the womb, every remark and every thought that the mother and father think is transmitted to that individual. It's up to us, who are the people who are living, so to speak, on the outside of the fetus on the inside.
Es liegt an uns, denjenigen, die außerhalb des Fötus, der in uns ist, sind.
To give it an emotional and a physical environment that's harmonious to it. I'm a pugilist.
Ich bin ein.
You know what a pugilist is? A person who fights with their hands, you know, a boxer or a fighter.
Ich bin ein Boxer.
And so mama's pregnant with the baby.
Und die Mutter ist schwanger.
And the pugilist father needs to have a boxing bag. So he takes her tummy and he hits her tummy. Not unkindly, but stupidly, you know.
Nicht, unfreundlich, aber dumm.
What's going to happen to that little being that's developing in there?
Was geschieht diesem kleinen Wesen, das sich da drin entwickelt?
It's going to develop all sorts of hang-ups.
Es entwickelt alle Arten von
She's going to say, this is a rough world, this is a rough sea. What's the Hasebed of Halt? What's the Hasebed of Halt?
A tough world.
I'm just can't hear you.
A tough world.
A tough world. A Hasebed of Halt? Hasebed. Because we want to be real careful how we term these things. You know, and think about it very carefully. Now, if the fetus can hear the mother speak, saying, I love you and you're wonderful, you're perfect, you're a genius and you're these things.
Wenn der Fetus hören kann, wie seine Mutter sagt, du bist ein Genie, du bist wunderbar.
Will the little baby hear this that is just newly born?
Kann denn das kleine Baby das hören, das gerade geboren ist?
Will the one-year-old hear it?
Kann das Einjährige das hören?
No?
Yes.
Thank you. Will the 10-year-old hear it?
Yes.
Will the 13-year-old hear it?
Yes.
Oh my God,
oh, how strange, how wonderful. It's all that it takes. It's all that it takes. But we have to go slowly at it. Now, Ingeborg is fighting for the cock and the hen, having a great old time. Right, Ingeborg? But how many eggs are fertilized that hens lay? Let's say universally around the world for the 30 billion eggs that are laid every week. How many of them are fertilized? Not too many. Sylvia, you got a third? Somebody else said something? You say? What do you say?
Three.
Three? Three out of what? Yes, in your work.
My idea is
3 out of 10.
3 out of 10.
As in nature, we know from our pets, there is a period where they long for the partner. And maybe also that is a hen, when she had after having a number of eggs, she is looking for, she attacks.
Yeah, yeah. You're giving a very delightful story here, but it's on a different direction.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Because he does not treat every hen every day.
He doesn't service every hen, huh? But what Ingeborg is saying, what I was just going to say, is that how many cocks are there to hens?
Normally one for 12.
One for a dozen.
And that is not even the case, because after that I think my ex gives me, I have so many that's what it is. Has nothing to do with the hen.
Now, have you ever heard of a chicken ranch? We have a number of them here. And in each chicken ranch they have maybe about 20,000 hens. And they feed these hens every day, water and the food. And then they play Brahms' lullaby. And the hens go, and they're just popping these eggs out. Are any of those eggs fertilized? I'm sorry? At an egg farm. I'm sorry?
No.
Why not? Well, no, they're not fertilized because there's no cock there. What? It is probably not from a egg farm. I mean, they tell us lots of things, you know. But these are incidental ideas on there. But what I'm trying to point out is that from the very beginning stage of a fertilized egg, which comes into a fetus, which comes into a chicken or a salamander, or it comes into a snake, it comes into a person.
Aus einem befruchteten Ei, das sich in ein Huhn oder in irgendetwas auswächst.
All of these are merely one point.
Hier geht es nur um einen Punkt.
The psychological, physiological environment around them has an effect upon them. As it does with humans, as it does with anything. Now, we know this. Farmers play music to their cows to help them give better milk. Farmers have music for their chickens. Do farmers have the same music for the chickens as they have for the cows? Seriously?
No.
The cow is to be contented, and the chicken is to be demented. Because the production of eggs is a thing that's done with a little bit of enthusiasm. The milking is done in a very static situation. So, they play a much more brilliant music for the chicken laying. It's just common sense, but it's true. Now, Herb, where did you learn all these things about cows and chickens and stuff? I was a reporter on a newspaper, the editor of the newspaper, in fact. And I would write farm features about all the farms. And I would go to the farmer and I would say, now, let's make this as realistic a story as possible. You tell me everything as though I don't know anything about it. And so I took down everything he said, and I put a few adjectives and adverbs with it to make it flow. And everyone told me I was brilliant. And from the very beginning I said, and the farmer said. So I listened, I wrote it down in my blessing book. And writing it down in my blessing book, I had it there forever. And I knew these things. Okay, now, let's go a step further. We now have been hatched. That's over with. What kind of music do you play for yourself now? Now, I'm not going to say what kind of music do you like. That's not the point. If you're going to do some writing, you want some music that encourage your writing juices, so to speak. If you're going to do an athletic skills, you need the enthusiasm of the athletics. Now, what is it that you want? where is it that you are? You're going on your spiritual path, right? What music is harmonious with your spiritual path? Think about it. Think the type of music that moves you into this altered state of consciousness that we all would like to attain, where we are in our meditation or introspection and we are tuned in to our divine.
Es ist diese Art von Musik, die uns hilft, uns in diesen Bewusstseinszustand der Meditation und der Innenschau zu versetzen.
Some like the Golden Voyage.
Manche lieben die Goldene Reise.
Some like the standard Beethoven, not Bach necessarily, but
viele lieben Beethoven, nicht unbedingt Bach.
And some of the other more quiet composers.
Andere mehr ruhigere
And what happens when you listen to it?
Und was geschieht, wenn du dazu hörst?
At first you listen to the music.
Zuerst hörst du der Musik zu.
And then after you listen to the music, then you begin to listen to what?
Nachdem du der Musik zugehört hast,
you begin to listen to your own inner self. You have harmonized with it.
Dann fängst du an, auf dein Inneres zu hören, denn du hast dich.
Are you ready for something like that?
Bist du für sowas bereit?
Are you ready to live in your harmonious inner self and flow with it? Obviously you are. Now, when you go into your introspection time,
wenn du in deine Zeit der Innenschau gehst,
have you listened for the music you want to hear?
Hast du der Musik, zugehört, die du hören möchtest?
If you train yourself to listen to the music you want to hear, you will have it available to you when you want to use it. How do you find out what the music is you want to listen to when you hear it inside your head and you don't know who the composer is? How do you know what music you want to have that's going to be beneficial to you when you don't know the composer? That becomes a problem. Then what do you do?
Was tust du dann?
Then you do like Ellen does.
Dann tust du, was Ellen tut.
She takes the pictures of Mariella and the family off of the computer.
Sie nimmt die Fotos auf, von ihrer Tochter.
And while she's doing it,
und während sie das tut,
Mariella calls.
Läutet das Telefon und Mariella ruft an.
And they talk.
Und sie sprechen miteinander.
And she takes the portable phone and walks back there.
Und sie nimmt das Handy und
to the other area to work.
Und geht an ihr Pult.
And what happens?
Und was geschieht?
She gets the information she wants.
Sie bekommt die Information, die sie haben möchte.
If you want to know the kind of music that is salubrious to you walking your spiritual path, think about it.
Wenn du wissen möchtest, welche Musik dir hilft auf deinem spirituellen Weg, denk darüber nach.
I would say to you, you could even go down to the music store.
Ich würde sagen, du kannst in das Musikgeschäft gehen.
But don't make a mistake.
Aber mach keinen Fehler.
Reach in with your eyes closed. And pull it out, and you'll be amazed. But if you go down there and look for something that turns you on, you're in trouble. You go down there and you let yourself be guided to take the one from the rack that perfectly suited for you. I went to the music store and I wanted to get some pieces, and he wanted to sell me a used machine. he didn't have the music I want.
Er hatte die Musik nicht, die ich wollte.
The music I wanted was an older pieces and things that were not currently selling.
Was ich wollte waren einige alte Nummern, die jetzt nicht.
So I took the used equipment home.
So nahm ich diese gebrauchte Maschine nach Hause.
And I plugged it in.
Und ich habe sie eingesteckt.
And it had some music in its slots.
Und es hatte Musik drin.
What were they?
Was waren die?
They were exactly what I wanted.
Genau das, was ich wollte.
When you put the cause in motion, the cause is brought into manifestation in ways that you cannot imagine possible.
Wenn du die Ursachen in Bewegung setzt, dann erfüllt das Gesetz.
Nice, huh?
Diese Ursachen auf Wegen, die.
Are you ready to have this type of experience?
Bist du bereit, diese Art von Erfahrung?
Yes. All right. You're ready to have this experience. Are you going to get in the way? You're going to get in the way of going through all the music in the music store because the guy said he doesn't have it. Or do you say, I have it now and you have it? It's a matter of being something up to you. Are you ready to have these miracles take place in your life? To have these miracles take place in your life, you have to be receptive to them. While vulnerability, the egg being vulnerable, it is nonetheless self-confident. I believe it's a raven type of bird. I've explained it to you before. It does not, it's just a big black bird. I mean, I don't think it's a raven. He is a very improper parent. What he does first is to get pregnant. Then he goes and lays his eggs in the nest of another bird. One egg to a nest. And then he waits for the mother to come home. And the mother raises the egg. And if the kid hasn't opened his eyes yet, pecked his way through the shell. Then, when it does, it comes out of the shell. And the other chicks don't pay any attention to it. It's just a big brother. And maybe about twice as big as the other chicks. And the mother feeds this big chick. And the chick grows and grows and grows. And when the mother comes back from its forays, occasionally it finds that there's less chicks in the nest. Big chick had an appetite. And by the time this renegade bird being raised by the mother is ready to fly, it has eaten all of the other chicks. And its own mother and father come and say, come on, come on.
Und dann kommen seine eigenen Eltern und sagen, komm, komm.
And it follows them. because it recognizes that they are its parent.
Denn es, es erkennt seine Eltern.
It's a neat little story. And it is a true one. This one variety of birds does this all the time. Can you see how we have ways of doing things? We have inbuilt programs for running our life that we don't always stop and think about. Now, is the program right or wrong? It's not a matter whether it's right or wrong. What is the program? The program is just one that they follow. Okay, we've spoken of this before and we'll speak of it again. As these little chicks are in their nest, not with the big brother there, but just normal chicks in the nest, they popped out of their egg. What does the mother and the father, if anything, teach to them? How to eat. How to eat a lot. And nothing else. It doesn't, they don't tell their young, now you're going to be flying in a few weeks, you're going to solo first, and then you're going to take your cross country and so forth. They say, one kick and you're out. And we don't want to see you again. The mother does not feed the chick after it leaves the nest. Sometimes it's encouraged to do this, but it does not. And then the little chick flies away and begins to forage for itself. You say, well, I've seen where it came back to the nest. I've read where it comes back to the nest, that's uncommon. Because a lot of times they have limitations built into their structure and they have to work it out. But what sort of a heartbeat is the mother bird teaching to her children birds? Is the mother bird teaching the children birds that they are brilliant and glorious and strong and powerful to do anything they want to do? Yes, that's what the mother bird teaches. What are we taught? All right, so you didn't get that kind of training when you were little. So now you get it here. I don't mean at the university here, where you do get it, but you get it now after you're born, after you're out on your own. I've dealt with so many people, and these people all feel, oh, I must chase this or that philosophy. I say, great. Where are you going? Well, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to be able to levitate and teleport. I want to be able to walk on water. I want to be able to do all these things. I say, are you going to the teacher who teaches those things? They say, yes. I say, okay, if you're going to go to those teachers, what are you going to tell them? I don't have to tell them anything. But think of this. If you are guided to go to a place to study, for instance, the Himalayas or something.
Wenn du inspiriert bist, zu irgendeinem Ort zu gehen, um zu spielen, sagen wir mal, die in den...
And you're serious, you're dedicated. The way is there for you to go.
Der Weg ist da für dich.
Doesn't matter how difficult it is, the way is there.
Es spielt keine Rolle, wie schwierig es ist, der Weg ist da.
And if you want to go there and study for a period of time,
und wenn du dahin gehen willst und für einige Zeit da studieren willst,
the way is there for you to do it.
Der Weg ist da.
If you want to achieve the ultimate of your spiritual growth, the way is there to do it.
Wenn du das ultimate
finish the course.
Den letzten Schritt machen willst, auf deinem spirituellen Weg.
Yeah, if you want to finish the course, the way is there for you to do it.
Der Weg ist da für dich.
Why is it that some people don't finish the course?
Warum beenden einige Leute den Kurs nicht?
They have really no driving desire to be a spiritual master.
Die wollen kein spiritueller Meister sein.
As soon as they have a driving desire in themselves to do anything, they'll be able to do it.
Wenn sie dieses drängenden Wunsch in sich haben, es zu tun, dann werden sie...
It's not a matter of whether you are able to or are talented for it or anything else, if this is your choice, every rock in the valley will tremble to bring about your choice.
It's wonderful. Ist, dann wird jeder Stein im Tal vibrieren, um das für dich zu erfüllen.
What is it you want for yourself?
Was ist es, was du für dich willst?
Keep your mind one-pointed and whatever it is you want, and it will manifest for you. You don't have to have much praying. That's a phrase, not a statement. With much praying, you do not receive spiritual illumination. How do you receive spiritual illumination? What?
By living it.
Spiritually erleuchtet.
By being open to it. You see, you don't know what it is to live it.
Denn du weißt nicht, wie du das leben kannst.
But by being open to it.
Indem du offen bist dafür.
And how could you be open to spiritual vibrations or spiritual illumination?
Und wie kannst du offen sein, spirituellen, geistigen Schwingungen gegenüber?
You say, oh, I'm going to open this up, and right inside, there it is.
Oh, du sagst, ich werde das öffnen, und da drin ist es.
No.
Nein.
You keep yourself one-pointed on the fact that you are spiritually illumined.
Du hältst dich zielgerichtet auf die Tatsache, dass du spirituell erleuchtet bist.
It's not a matter of going to any place. It's not going to Hawaii or China or India or Campo here.
Es heißt nicht nach China oder Hawaii oder hier nach Campo zu gehen.
I'm going to tell you this and I don't want you to be offended.
Ich werde euch das jetzt sagen und ich möchte nicht, dass ihr beleidigt seid.
Every one of you,
jeder von euch,
have come here to this campus,
ist hierher gekommen,
because you are spiritually illumined.
Weil ihr geistig erleuchtet seid.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't come here to learn something.
Ihr seid nicht hierher gekommen, um etwas zu lernen.
You came here because you already are spiritually illumined.
Ihr seid hierher gekommen, weil ihr schon geistig erleuchtet seid.
What's left for you to do,
was übrig bleibt für euch zu tun,
is to be aware of it.
Ist euch dessen gewahr zu werden.
Now, that's a heavy step.
Das ist ein schwieriger Schritt.
Now, how do you become aware of it?
Wie bekommt ihr dessen gewahr?
You become aware of it by acting as though you are.
Ihr bekommt euch gewahr davon, indem ihr so tut, als ob ihr es seid.
How could we ever act as though we are something we don't know what we like to be?
Wie können wir das vorgeben?
You all have a vague idea of what a spiritual master is.
Ihr alle habt eine schwache Ahnung, was ein spiritueller Meister ist.
That's it. Go for it.
Das ist es.
You all have an idea of where your spiritual path is going to lead you. Go for it.
Ihr alle habt eine Idee, wohin euer spiritueller Weg führen wird. Geht darum.
Think about it. You all have seen superior beings in your life, men or women or children, who just were illumined, who were fabulous. You respected them so highly.
Ihr alle habt diese super Wesen in eurer Welt gekannt, die einfach erleuchtet und fabelhaft gewesen sind.
You may not have personally met them. You may not have personally met them.
Du hast sie vielleicht nicht persönlich getroffen.
But you know them.
Aber du kennst sie.
From the newspaper, from television, from somebody telling you so. No. But from someone telling you. How are you going to know for yourself what is right? You're going to feel right inside of yourself what it is that's right and how it's right. And when you feel that within yourself, then what happens? Then you wake up. You wake up, and at the time you wake up, you begin to recognize that you're surrounded by those experiences, but you haven't, you did not previously participate in them.
Wenn du aufwachst, dann merkst du, dass du bei diesen, von diesen Umständen umgeben bist und dass du vorher nicht daran teilgenommen hast.
We do interesting things, don't we?
Wir tun interessante Dinge, nicht?
We have you ever stood on a street corner and said to somebody, "Where is that street?"
Bist du je an einer Straßenkreuzung gestanden, hast jemanden gefragt, wo ist diese Straße?
Most people have. I have. I pull to the side of the street and I ask if there, where is Jones Street? He says, right here. But there was no sign. Until he points it out. See that sign right there? Walking your spiritual path, finding your spiritual way, it's just as easy as finding the sign that says, here it is.
Deinen spirituellen Weg zu gehen ist genauso einfach wie zu fragen, wo ist diese Straße.
And what, how do you take advantage of it once you know it?
Und wie ziehe ich Nutzen davon, wenn ich es weiß?
You take advantage of it by being the obsequious egg.
Du ziehst Nutzen daraus, indem du dieses...
the fawning egg.
Dieses unterwürfige, kriegerische Ei bist.
With all humility,
in aller Demut,
you walk into the way of the path.
Gehst du diesen Weg.
Now, we have a miracle garden down here.
Wir haben einen Wundergarten hier.
And the miracle garden is a very special place. It has good vibrations.
Und es ist ein ganz spezieller Ort mit speziellen Schwingungen.
And it's a busy, busy place in line with everything. But at 2:30 this morning when I took my walk, the moon was bright, and I looked here and I looked there, and I thought to myself, wouldn't it be nice to have some nice concrete benches here or there? That you could sit on any time of the day or night and just look and soak up the reality that's here, the peace that's here.
Auf denen du sitzen könntest und den Frieden, der um dich herum ist, ein...
And as the thought came to me, I said, well, you're going to need about 1,000 benches. And how are you going to get the bench up here at the top of the path there by the Om path? I said, hey, that's no problem. Have a helicopter bring him in.
Wir können den Helikopter in
a helicopter? My goodness.
Meine Güte.
What, are you made of money or something?
Seit, weißt du, hast Geld gemacht?
Whatever you think, whatever technique you think, it is done.
Was für eine Technik du immer denkst, das ist, es ist getan.
Do you think a helicopter would like to have the business of carrying them up there and setting them down?
Denkst du, ein Helikopter hätte diese Arbeit gern, diesen Bank?
Sure would.
Klar würde er das.
At the other property over here, and the telephone company had to go straight up and down to where they were going. They couldn't go off to one side.
Die, auf der, auf dem anderen Grundstück, das sie hatte, musste der Helikopter die Telefonstangen ziemlich gerade runter an einen Punkt bringen.
And so they did that.
Und sie haben's auch getan.
Which meant they had to put a post right on top of the mountain and a post on the side of the mountain, the telepost.
Und die mussten da einen Posten auf dem Berg und neben dem Berg hin tun.
They didn't bring the posts.
Die brachten den.
The dynamiters came and made holes in the mountain.
Aha, die kamen und haben diese Löcher mit Dynamit gemacht.
And then the helicopter came and had the pole hanging down.
Und der Helikopter kam und hatte diese.
And they guided it into the rock.
Und die haben sie da reingeleitet.
And when they did that,
und als sie das taten,
they said, anything is possible.
Sagten sie, alles ist möglich.
I said, why did you do that? You could have dug a hole over here, you know, the post hole digger, and here and there, and it would have been perfect.
Und ich sagte, warum habt ihr das getan? Ihr hättet auch mit einem, mit diesem Instrument Löcher graben können. Das wäre viel einfacher gewesen.
Well, they answered, we just do what we're told to do.
Und sie sagten, wir tun einfach, was wir uns gesagt
haben. We're told to make a straight line.
Uns wurde gesagt, eine gerade Linie zu machen.
So they made a straight line.
Und so machten wir eine gerade Linie.
They told the company that that's not practical.
Sie sagten, dass das nicht sehr praktisch war.
But the company said, do it anyhow.
Aber die,
there's no limitation.
Es gibt keine, Einschränkungen.
If we say to ourselves, that's an expensive way to do it,
wenn wir sagen, das ist eine teure Art, es zu tun,
we might as well close the doors.
Dann können wir auch die Tür zumachen.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because we do it because we're guided from within, and we follow that guidance from within, and we do it perfectly.
Weil wir das, wir tun es, weil wir von innen her geleitet werden dazu, und wir tun es auf eine vollkommene Weise.
Are you able to do it?
Kannst du das so tun?
I drew plans for the builder of how to make the steps by the swimming pool.
Ich habe Zeichnungen gemacht für die.
And I asked the builder, can you do it? And he said, yes. He said, you can't do it. It won't fit in there. The steps won't fit in there. The 4-foot riser and 16-foot depth, it won't fit in there. And I went downstairs and I saw how it would fit. And I went many places and saw how it would fit. No problem. And then they put it in.
Und dann haben sie es reingetan.
And in the process, we put in things.
Und, während sie es taten, haben wir Dinge reingetan.
It was very beautiful.
Das ist schön.
Each one of you now,
jeder von euch,
keep in mind, whatever comes to your attention, when you have gone for it in prayer or in treatment or in your introspection time, believe it.
Was immer in eure Gedanken kommt, in eurer Meditations- oder Gebetszeit, glaubt daran.
When you believe in it, what happens?
Wenn ihr daran glaubt, was geschieht?
So it is.
So it is. When you believe in it, it happens. If you don't believe in it,
wenn ihr nicht daran glaubt,
it still happens.
Geschieht es dennoch.
But you're not in charge.
Aber du bist nicht in Kontrolle.
And they may put it a little too far this way or that way to suit you, whatever they're putting in.
Und die tun es ein bisschen mehr auf diese Seite oder die andere Seite, als du es gern haben möchtest.
When we put the pole on top of the mountain, we told the telephone what we wanted done. And they came in and they drilled the holes. And I told them the holes were off. As much as 6 inches or 8 inches. That didn't bother them. They went right ahead and they built them and did a good job. Until we tore it out. Because they didn't measure it right. And then we tore it out again. Because they made a toboggan slide. And the third set of steps are the ones you see now going up to the pool. Stand up for principle. Stand up for principle. That's all you have to do, is stand up for principle. And when you stand up for principle, what happens? It works perfectly. You're fantastic. Now, Rosalie, would you like to give our closing blessing? Yeah. What area would you like to speak in?
Wovon möchtest du gern sprechen? Welche in, von was?
For instance, we are now open, receptive, and aware of our spirituality.
Wir sind jetzt offen,
or anything else you want to say.
Unserer spirituellen, geistigen Gewahrsein. Oder so irgendetwas.
Okay, let's close your eyes for a moment. And Rosalie, speak loud and clear. And Sylvia, you translate it nicely.
Nothing happens by chance.
Alles ist Ursache und Wirkung.
All is cause and effect.
Was wir denken, das ist.
What we think, that is.
Wir denken Freude und Frieden.
We think
Glück,
joy, peace and happiness.
This is.
And it is so.
Wir sind so wunderbar.
We are so wonderful.
Wir sind so glücklich.
We are so happy.
Wir sind so dankbar.
We are so thankful. All is always in divine order.
Ich weiß, ich bin, dass ich bin.
I know, I am, that I am.
Alles und alle sind Gott.
Everything and all are God.
Ich erschaffe dir alles.
I create everything.
Was ich erlebe.
What I experience.
Was ich sehe.
What I see. what I see,
was ich sehen will,
what I want to see,
meine Gedanken sind rein,
my thoughts are pure,
ich bin bewusst eins mit mir,
I am consciously one as me,
jetzt,
now,
und immer,
and always.
Thank you.
I am in control.
Thank you.